And as the Secretary of State travels in the Middle East, President Bush is in Japan. He's on a week-long tour of Asia, which includes a summit of Pacific Rim leaders in South Korea and visits to China and Mongolia. Yesterday, the president was in Alaska, and he delivered a speech at an airbase. He sent a message to his critics. Here's NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.
A new poll in Newsweek magazine shows that Americans, by 2-1, now disapprove of the way the president is handling the war in Iraq. Mr. Bush has begun defending that handling more aggressively. He did so last Friday when he spoke before a military audience in Pennsylvania on Veterans Day, and again yesterday in a speech to soldiers at Elmendorf Air Force Base in Alaska.
The outcome of this war will affect every single American. And that makes it a subject of vital debate. And it's important to be clear about the facts.
He said that after the 9/11 terrorist attacks, there was bipartisan agreement in the U.S. Congress that threats needed to be confronted before they fully materialized. The president said that Iraq under Saddam Hussein was just such a threat. In Alaska yesterday, he cited the pre-war words of unnamed Senate Democrats.
First, and I quote, "There is unmistakable evidence that Saddam Hussein is working aggressively to develop nuclear weapons," end quote. Another senior Democrat leader said, "The war against terrorism will not be finished as long as Saddam Hussein is in power," end quote.
Democrats have more recently argued that the president distorted that threat through selective use of intelligence presented to members of Congress, prompting the kind of statements of support he now cites. In his Alaska speech, the president responded,
"Only one person manipulated evidence and misled the world, and that person was Saddam Hussein."
The president knows he has an uphill battle in winning back public support for the war, but for the rest of this week, he will be turning his attention to diplomacy, trying to shrink U.S. trade imbalances with Japan and China. At the same time, he tries to reduce tensions between those two nations. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.